I often try in this particular slot not to speak about new Sfarim. We speak about that different times during the year. I think it's safer as Kimat brand new. I got a PDF of it yesterday. I think it is very new, and it's Torah in it that was said over fairly recently. I don't know how many people are familiar with Rav Yossi Zakatinsky, who is the Rav of Kal Mevakseh Hashem in Lawrence. They just came out with what I think is his first written Torah. It's a kuntris called Akasi Avdi Hashem Anan, Biurim that relate to Purim. There are some beautiful and really, I think, even like interesting haskamas. Rabbi Shemeyer's haskama is very fascinating. Rabbi Moshe Weinberg's haskama is just beautiful. Rav Kluger, some Mikubalim. It's a very, very fascinating Torah. He is an immensely popular teacher of Torah. I have no personal shaykhus, but people who I deeply respect are mash of him like crazy. Really, really special. It's a particular brand of Torah that is fascinating to be aware of, and it's really, really interesting. The first piece there is where he talks about what he thinks is a yesod of Purim. It's what he really thinks is a yesod about Torah in general and the style and derech halimud of his shiurim. He has a very strong background in Torah Sanigla, a very strong background in classical Gemara, Rishonim, and the like. That becomes very clear in some of his pieces, at least the ones that I've seen. He also has some very, very strong connections to the world of Torah Sechassidus and the world of Kabbalah. And here's an important thing, which is elements of you find by Rav Shemeyer for sure, and I'll give a little bit of background to this. That the Chasam Sofer writes in Tshuvas that the mixing of halacha and agada is an isser of kilayim. That a person's not allowed two good things on their own, but two good things on their own that come together becomes an isser of kilayim. Many great Bali Machshava, however, have a slightly different orientation. Even the Chasam Sofer himself in many places seems to have a slightly different orientation, which forces some to sort of understand in a better way what the Chasam Sofer exactly is nervous or hesitant about. But in many ways, it's about the merging, and his Torah speaks a lot, and he thinks it's a big yesod in Purim, is the merging of a revealed Torah and a hidden Torah, a merging of an element of Torah Sanigla and an element of Torah Sanister. That is something which he thinks is critically important, despite the fact, because of the following reason, he picks this very, very beautifully. Nigla and Nister each have milas that the other one does not have. The mila of a Torah Sanister, there's a certain depth and understanding of Elokus. It's a focus on godliness. But once you're in the realm of secrets, it's hard to really have a mastery over the, or you can't really have, in a certain sense, a full appreciation of the mahus of what's taking place by Ribono Shel Olam. Torah Sanigla doesn't have the same focus directly on Elokus, but it's something which a person can really master. It relates to how things take place in this world. If the goal is also, so there are milas to both. He articulates why, I think, very beautifully. But there are milas to both, and the proper understanding of being able to merge them together is something which is very, very powerful. A lot of the Torahs are easy to understand, or easier to understand, even if a person doesn't have that much of a background in Chassidus and Kabbalah. And those who have more of a background in the world of Lamdas will certainly feel a lot of the questions, a lot of the observations, and the style in the Lamdas sections, I think, are very, very, you know, powerful. A person that can have, you know, a real ha'ara about the structure of Rambam Sefer Avoda and to why it starts with Beis HaBechira and ends with Sefer Karbam, a sensitivity to Seder HaDvarim in Rambam, that to have that kind of ha'ara, to begin a you know, a yisod about Ibor Shana based on a Briskerav ha'ara in Rambam, and to explain based on that, you know, ideas about our connection to the sun and the moon and etc. It's an amazing merging of Torah. That was not always for everyone. There were those that did not have the style. It's a little bit of a more popular style nowadays, different people in their own way. But there is this like really unique capacity to be able to merge and build together different parts of the Torah itself in a way which I think is very, very powerful. I think he asked some questions that are remarkable and really important to be aware of. I'll give you one example of a question that I think is just a fantastic question, a lot of sharp observations that get, I think, really well at the Etzem Yisod of the day. So, following example. Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that Haman knew how to say over Lishna Bisha, Haman knew how to say over Lashon Hara, you know, very well, that when he said, there's Yeshno Am Echad, it was a reference. He had a Tainas and Bnei Yisrael, that they're Yeshenim Min HaMitzvos. That Haman was saying, Dachashveros, Am Yisrael are sleeping, not engaged in mitzvos. He asked the following kasha in the Sefer. It's a very simple observation. That lichora, if Haman's taina was that we were sleeping and not fulfilling mitzvos, the best way to observe Purim would have been to have us be as awake as possible and as engaged in mitzvos hayom as we possibly can be. Is it not therefore fascinating that the Rambam Shita, when the Rambam describes, this is true for many poskim lahalacha, the mitzvah of Su'udas Purim, of Adlo Yada, is to drink a little bit and to take a nap and to sleep. That I would have thought the best tikkun for Haman's taina, that we shouldn't be sleeping, would dafka be that we should be awake on Purim and engaged in things. You want to like recreate a Shavuos night of an all-night learning or something like that, I could hear, but the fact that the mitzvah hayom is to sleep, when that was the taina of Haman, that we sleep from mitzvos, so that in and of itself is already, I think, a very sharp kind of a comment. He himself talks about, in light of that, what is, you know, maybe the best response is the way that we sleep and the significance of what is Yeshenim in HaMitzvos. But a lot of, I think, those very, very powerful, questions that emerge from the Sefer. He has a lot of questions in the beginning about the nature of the Simcha of Purim. The fact that Purim is a din derabanan, and yet its Simcha seems to surpass the Simcha of Yomim Tovim, is intriguing. He points out that there's a lot of ambiguity about Purim, as to whether Purim is more of a recognition of celebrating elements of Torah Shebichsav. It's the last thing to get into Tanakh. It has something about Megillas Esther and a Kriyas Kisvei HaKodesh that comes from it. It also has strong Torah Shebaal Peh associations in Purim that relates, based on the Kam Demetri Tanchuma, to the Gemara in Shabbos, that we were Mekabel Torah again, that we were Mekabel Hadar Kublua B'Mei HaShverosh, which seems to be for many a reference to a certain element of Torah Shebaal Peh, which took place, and he wonders about this mixture of the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. It's an amazingly intriguing. If you lean in Hasidic directions, there's some fascinating Torah here. If you don't, at least, it's like the questions are very powerful. The Lumda seems to be very, very nice. I think it's a good, I've been very, very taken by it. But I'll give you another question. I think the questions themselves are fantastic. Many of us know the line, Ein Simcha Kataras Hasvekos, that the greatest simcha is when a person resolves that. A person has anxiety, I'm nervous about something, what's going to be? So the greatest simcha is when that doubt happens to get resolved. Wonders like Tinsky here in the Sefer also. If that is the case, that Ein Simcha Kataras Hasvekos, why would it be that the day that is associated in many ways with the greatest sort of simcha of Purim is a day in which elements of the simcha involve Adlo Yada, not knowing anything, lechoras the greatest svekos? That if the goal of simcha is that simcha is dafka celebrated by hataras svekos, so why would the simcha of Purim be done in a way which seems to be exacerbating svekos of not even knowing the most basic forms of information? And what exactly does that tell us? A lot of, I think, again, just you, the questions are sharp. The questions are good. It's a very a classical Shir Klali kind of a style. You have to stay with it a little bit. It's three or four different questions, lav dafka all connected. A yisod, and the yisod, at least in the three or four pieces I saw, and a yisod that really does, I think, an amazing job of trying to you know, bring it together. On a personal note, he happens to have in a deeply personal sense, he happens to identify, at least in a couple of the pieces, the relationship between Purim and Beis HaMikdash. Some very, very nice ideas about the goal of Karbanos. Nice yisod about the goal of the unique message of the Beis HaMikdash itself, which I think relates also to, and the tkufa that we're in, as we go from Truma to Tava, where Purim often falls out, to Vayikra, like this week. There's a lot of, I think, very, very nice, Torah, which happens to be there. Again, there's some real Breslov leanings. There's some real in Chabad. A lot of Kisvei Ha'ari. It gets a little bit heavy at times, but it's an amazingly intriguing sefer. I think it's the first sefer in print of his Torah, but it's very, very nice. Again, just the Yukim, talking about, you know, machlokas that many of us may be aware of. When the Gemara says in Megillah that Kriyasa Zohi Lula, when the Gemara says in Meseches Megillah that saying that the Megillah counts for Kriyas Hallel, so there is a little bit of a well-known Ha'ara, Achronim Meik, and a machlokas in the Me'iri and the Rambam. The Me'iri very famously points out that if you don't have Mikra Megillah, the Meiri hold, you have to say Halal itself on Purim. That Megillah counts for Halal. If I don't have Megillah, I have to say Halal. The Rambam does not sound like that. The Rambam says even though Megillah is Yotzei, Megillah is the equivalent of Halal. The Rambam never says without a Megillah you have to say Halal itself. And like again, it's a sharp analysis. I'll be Torah Machshava a little bit, what the Pshad and that Machlokas is, but I think it's some very, very sharp Torah and very good Torah to be aware of. It's very, very good. He's very, very popular. Those of you that have ever been in the Lawrence area, he's very popular all over the place, but it's a wonderful Torah to be aware of.